Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, didn't circulate much the last couple of years, likely because many people wore masks due to COVID. Now the masks are off and this old virus is hitting with a new force. WBUR's Priyanka Dayal McCluskey reports hospitals in Massachusetts are scrambling to respond to a wave of sick young patients while also bracing for an expected increase in cases of the flu.
At UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester, it feels eerily like the early pandemic days of 2020 when hospitals struggled to keep up with the flood of COVID patients. This time, it's another respiratory virus, RSV, and it's making a lot of kids sick.
The onslaught just keeps coming.
Dr. Tim Gibson is the chief of pediatric hospital medicine. He says he has never seen anything like this.
We have, you know, 6, 7, 8-day-olds here with RSV.
About half of the hospital's 40 pediatric beds are filled with young RSV patients these days, and more sick children wait in the emergency room. Gibson says the flood of illness is hitting pediatric hospitals across the region. Sometimes there are no ICU beds for kids anywhere in Massachusetts, and they need to be transferred to another state.
I had a patient last week who we called every hospital within 200 miles, and they all said, "We don't have a bed, do your best." And it was a real, real sick kid.
UMass Memorial eventually treated that baby in the ICU. RSV is mild for most children. It feels like a cold, but it can be serious for kids with heart or lung disease or newborn babies with tiny airways. Some struggle to breathe. They need oxygen or fluids. And Gibson says some children wait in crowded emergency departments for hours until hospital staff can find them a bed.
If I had an infant, I would not bring them out of the house for Thanksgiving or Christmas. I would not leave the house, kind of like COVID was for adults.
Dr. Larry Ryan, chair of pediatrics at UMass Memorial, says doctors and nurses are working hard to treat patients quickly, send them home, and make room for more.
Our census, it fluctuates minute to minute, hour to hour, but we've been full. It's a revolving door of who it is, but it's always full.
Hey, good morning.
One of their strategies is to move kids who recover to a playroom. It's filled with books, toys, and games.
This is a space where we could properly supervise a child and let them have fun waiting to go home while they're not taking up the bed or the monitoring system that they no longer need.
UMass Memorial has trained staff to deliver one ICU-level treatment outside the ICU. It's called high-flow nasal cannula, and it blows humidified oxygen through prongs placed in a child's nose. This hospital and others are canceling surgeries to make room for the soaring number of kids with respiratory illness, and they're asking tired doctors and nurses to pick up extra shifts. Hospitals are also repurposing space. At Mass General Brigham, some teenage patients are treated in adult units, and some babies are admitted to ICUs, typically reserved for newborns. Boston Children's Hospital is the biggest pediatric center in the region.
We are, you know, really trying our best to make sure that every kid is getting the care they need. Admittedly, it might take a little longer.
Dr. Sarah Toomey is Chief Safety and Quality Officer at Boston Children's. She says staff in the hospital command center are on calls all day with people at facilities across the region to manage the flow of patients.
We're doing our best to triage every child to make sure that those kids for whom they are most in need are being seen quickly.
Boston Children's expanded its emergency department to accommodate the influx and converted short-term recovery rooms into spaces where patients can stay overnight. It's hard to predict when the surge of illness will end. Toomey says even as RSV declines, flu is likely to rise.
We're anticipating this to go on probably really realistically until the spring. So, you know, thinking and planning actively to make sure we can support our community.
Hospital leaders say they need flexibility in how they staff units and treat patients, in case the surge gets worse before it gets better. State officials have already loosened some regulations to help hospitals weather the crisis. Ryan of UMass Memorial says the public also has a role in slowing the spread of respiratory illness by getting vaccinated for flu and COVID and staying home when sick.
We do need everyone's help to try to decrease this, you know, the hospitals being overrun, because right now we really are working incredibly hard and we want to be available. We are, but it will take everyone's help to do that.
And Ryan knows no one wants to hear this, but he says it's also time to think about wearing a mask. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Priyanka Dayal-McCluskey.